Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There was a small grass fire at the University of Alaska Fairbanks yesterday. According to the UAF Fire Department, the blaze reported at about 10:30 a.m. Monday was located along a footpath that runs from Geis Road to campus near a community garden plot. A university fire crew doused the flames with water. A UAF Facebook post says the cause of the fire is suspected to be discarded smoking materials. It cautions people to be safe as greenup is just getting started. Flooding that halted Alaska Railroad trains north of Talkeetna over the weekend has receded, but train traffic remains shut down. Railroad spokesman Tim Sullivan says that's because the Susitna River ice jam flooding left behind a mess.
6 to 8 foot high wall of ice over the course of well over 1,000 feet, maybe close to half a mile of ice that we need to get cleared out of there. And in some places, it has pushed the track off the track bed as far as 25 feet.
Sullivan says the impacted track is in the Curry area, about 22 miles north of Talkeetna. He says the railroad's final winter season trains were halted by the flooding Saturday, and buses were used to move the passengers. He says the goal is to complete cleanup and repairs in time for tomorrow's scheduled start of the railroad's daily summer passenger service between Anchorage, Denali, and Fairbanks.
This window is something we're going to try and take as much advantage of as we possibly can. Get those tracks cleared up and everything back into good shape so we can have our service going on Wednesday.
Sullivan says some cargo scheduled for transport has been shifted to truck. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Board has approved a proposal to keep elementary and high school class sizes from getting any bigger next year. The school board's action last night means about 19 teachers will not be getting pink slips next week after all. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
District administrators earlier this year proposed increasing the number of students in classrooms as one of several measures to accommodate reduced state funding. But last week, the administration recommended instead that the board should keep next year's class sizes at the same level as this year's and use reserve district funds to pay for enough teachers to hold that student-teacher ratio. District spokeswoman Sharice Walker says the board's vote Monday means the district will be sending out fewer pink slips this week than the 26 it had planned.
So based on that decision, there are 19 teachers who will now not be noticed and only 7 that will be receiving notices.
School board president Heidi Haas says some of those 7 teachers will be getting pink slips, may yet be recalled before classes begin in the fall, but not all unless the board takes further action, because a few will be laid off in response to a drop in the district's enrollment of about 60 students. That would bring the enrollment down to about 13,650.
If we have less students than we have this year, then we anticipate having to lay off teachers.
Haas says the measure approved unanimously by the school board also calls for spending just over $3.6 million of the district's reserve funds to maintain those class sizes.
If our revenues do not cover the expenditure of keeping class size targets at the same level as our current year, we would then use the fund balance to cover the increased adjustment to the budget.
Haas says the district's unreserved fund balance totals $12.7 million. In recent weeks, borough officials have criticized district officials' reluctance to use reserve funds to supplement the school's budget. But both sides have since agreed to resolve the dispute and communicate better. Haas says the assembly's vote last week to fully fund the district's request for just over $50 million next school year also relieved uncertainty over how much local contribution the district would get. She says that's partly why she voted to spend reserve funds.
Once we had the indication that we were going to get our ask amount from the borough and an indication that we were going to be flat funded from the state, that made it easier for me to commit to using reserve funds if we need them, which I believe we will.
Haas says there are still some unknowns in how much funding the district will get from the state.
Although the legislature adjourned late Saturday night, we haven't gotten the final numbers from the Department of Education. And so it's hard for us to make any big adjustments without knowing all of our revenues.
Haas says administrators and school board members will get together next week to hammer out the final details of next year's district budget. The operating budget is set at about $196.7 million. The total budget, including spending for non-instructional needs such as running school buses and student nutrition programs, is just over $232 million. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Arctic National Wildlife Refuge drilling opponents are trying to shut off cash flow for development. Alaska Public Media reports that while the Trump administration has begun the process to allow drilling rigs onto the refuge's coastal plain, dozens of investment funds and a foundation signed a letter yesterday urging oil companies and the banks that fund them to stay away. Their letter says a company that supports drilling in the refuge would risk associating its brand with wilderness destruction and trampling the human rights of Native people that depend on the region's caribou. The investors that signed the anti-drilling letter manage assets worth more than $2.5 trillion. Many are charitable and religious foundations. The list also includes investment heavyweights like New York State Common Retirement Fund and European giants BNP Paribas and Aviva Investors. Drilling proponents like Alaska's U.S. senators and congressmen say development will have a small and temporary impact on one portion of the refuge. I'm Dan Bross.